Good afternoon, Ryerson. I'm Larry Hang.
I'm Rosemary Akpan.
And I'm Denise Paglinawan.
And you're tuned in to the Rye Report for October 11th.
Today, we'll be bringing you updates on Ryerson's basketball team, a new student group for Hong Kong students, wait times at the counseling center, and a recent campus poll on the upcoming elections.
Ryerson basketball fans can expect a different experience this season with some changes to the team's roster. With the departure of head coach Roy Rana and the graduating seniors, the Rams are using this fresh start to grow as a team. Former assistant coach Borko Popich was appointed head coaching duties in early June. He says the change will be a positive for the team moving forward.
There's a long tradition of success in this program, and a lot of it is continuing to uphold those standards while also putting my own spin on it. And as I said, we have a lot of new faces. We have a somewhat new staff, so there's change, but it's growth, and it's positive, and we're trying to put it all together and continue rolling.
Popich also says that he expects the new additions to buy into the team's culture and compete on a daily basis. The Rams play their first exhibition game against Mercyhurst University tonight at the Mattamy Athletic Center.
Counseling wait times continue to be a problem for students at Ryerson. Last academic year, Ryerson's Counseling Center says over 2,200 students used their services. The center says wait time for first-time appointments have reduced by 63% in the last 2 years. Most students are finding the process of receiving a follow-up appointment as the real problem. Follow-ups have shown to leave students waiting from 3 to 6 months. Waitlist times depend on factors such as the time of year and the needs of an individual student. Recent suicides at the University of Toronto's St. George campus are pushing Ryerson students to advocate for a change.
And a new student group for Cantonese students has just been formed at Ryerson. The group called Ryerson University Hong Kong Student Association, or RUCSA, is said to help Cantonese students connect on campus. Alex Hyun is the group's vice president.
Well, it actually originally started, in the summer, because I had the idea that we actually did not have a Ryerson Hong Kong Association, whereas all the other several campuses did have one. And so I figure there was actually another social club that was called Chinese Debate Club. They've been also running several social events that they wanted to have the name Ryerson Hong Kong, but there's been some kind of issues. And so all that aside, we thought that it'd be great that we would form a new one and disband the old one. And so that's how the idea came up. There was essentially no association at that time, and no students would have recognized that the Chinese Debate Club was an actual association that was meant for Cantonese people.
RUCSA was formed over the summer and held their fall orientation on September 21st.
A recent poll suggests that Ryerson students prefer the Liberal Party to win the upcoming federal election. About 1,000 Ryerson students were asked, if the election was held tomorrow and you have to vote, who would you vote for? 40% of those who were surveyed chose the Liberal Party of Canada. 26.8% say they would vote for the New Democratic Party of Canada. About 80% of students responded that they are at least somewhat likely to vote strategically. Daniel Rubinson is a professor of politics and public administration.
I guess what it does is it makes it pretty clear what the options are and what the strategy would be if you were to vote strategically, right? So if you were to vote for a candidate who's not your first best choice, it would probably be because you want to avoid some candidate winning that you really don't want to win, right? And it's easier to see that maybe in a first-time postseason.
Once again, I'm Denise.
I'm Rosemary.
And I'm Larry. And this was your October 11th Rye Report. Thanks for tuning in.